John Rood with the latest information. Coming out of the European Union, the activities going on surrounding Brexit and everything else the European Union is involved in today, a key region of the world as it relates to Bible prophecy. Daniel talked about the revival of the old Roman Empire. I do believe that the European Union may well even be the infrastructure for the revival of the Roman Empire. Right now, we're going to Itamar Marcus. He's in Israel, a longtime broadcast partner with us, good friend. And we've got some breaking news. It has just been posted at the Washington Free Beacon, a story that involves PALWatch.org, Palestinian Media Watch, which, of course, Itamar is the director of. And Itamar, this is amazing what's happening. You have put out a story, information, an activity that originated with PALWatch, and you're doing everything you can to keep from allowing Mahmoud Abbas, who is the president of the Palestinian Authority and a Palestinian terrorist, you're doing what you can to get the United States to live by their own law and not allow a terrorist to come into, and New York City would be the location where he wants to go to attend the General Assembly of the United Nations. Tell us more of what's just breaking right now.
Well, we at PMW sent a letter to the State Department a week ago where we asked that they not allow Mahmoud Abbas, head of the PA, come into the United States and New York City for the UN, for a very simple reason, that Abbas is head of the Palestinian Authority, he's head of the Palestinian National Fund. Both of these organizations pay salaries to terrorist prisoners in Israeli prisons. That means including prisoners like the person last week, the terrorist last week who murdered American citizen Ari Folt. He's going to be getting a salary from these organizations, both of them headed by Mahmoud Abbas. Now, American law, since the Taylor Force Act, defines anyone who gives salaries to terrorists. The American law defines the salaries to terrorists as payments incentivizing terror. So now Mahmoud Abbas is then a head of an organization that's incentivizing terror, and American law prohibits the entry of people who support terror. It is very simple equation. This is not the only example of Mahmoud Abbas promoting terror. Just a few weeks ago, he honored a Palestinian terrorist who's sitting 14 life sentences for organizing terror attacks, and he has honored many, many terrorists in the past, called them heroes on television. So Mahmoud Abbas is a terror incentivizer, and American law prohibits him from being in the country. And we're just asking the State Department to follow American law and not allow him into the country. And the reason the story is with the Washington Free Beacon is because they got a response from the State Department. They basically said that because he's coming to the UN and the United States has an agreement with the UN to let anyone come in for UN business, We'll let him in. However, that's not really the agreement. The agreement is people of member states have a right to come in. Abbas is not a member of any state. And there have also been precedents of terror supporters who have not been allowed in. A UN diplomat from Iran was not let in under the Obama administration. So should the United States want, they can prevent, and they should prevent, Mahmoud Abbas from coming in to the United States.
Wow. Wow, what a story. And actually, in addition to the Washington Free Beacon, where you can read the story, it's in their paper at their website. I don't happen to have, at this point, their website address, but it'll be on our homepage in the top 10 news stories, prophecytoday.com. But you can do an internet search. Washington Free Beacon has the story, and Itamar, when we got on the microphone, he said, you've got to do this story. So we're breaking it along as well as the Washington Free Beacon. Thank you for giving us that very important story. We'll stay on top of it, follow out, and see what it does come from your report to the United States State Department. Let me talk about another issue. I actually was wanting to get a hold of you about this. There was a preacher, an Islamic preacher. They have Friday afternoon opportunity to give a sermon there on the Temple Mount at El-Aqsa Mosque. And just last Friday, The preacher was talking about the rats who are under the Temple Mount digging it out. Well, they're not talking about the four-legged animals. They're talking about Jewish people. That's how the Islamic world refers to the Jewish people. But they're saying they're trying to get rid, that the Jews are trying to get rid of Al-Aqsa Mosque so they can build their temple. And I've got a lot of questions about that. Number one, I don't see that I know anything. I wondered if you did that would confirm this by this Islamic preacher. In fact, what I remember is the Palestinians building a 10,000-seat mosque underneath the Temple Mount area. And I don't think they were trying to do away with the foundation of the Al-Aqsa Mosque with that. What's the latest?
Well, of course, the Palestinian Authority has been using this libel for the longest time to incite terror by its people against Israel. They say Israel is digging under the Temple Mount so that should there be an earthquake, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is on a small portion of the Temple Mount, would collapse. So they say it's all part of Israel's scheme to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Well, in fact, as you said, they're the only ones who are actually building under the Temple Mount. Israel hasn't built under the Temple Mount, even though, of course, we can by Israeli law, but we've decided to respect the Muslim sensitivities, and we have refrained from doing so. But the image of describing Jews as rats digging under the Temple Mount, of course, is disgusting. There was another item today in the Palestinian newspapers. They talked about the herds of Israelis who defile the Al-Aqsa Mosque when we go up to the Temple Mount. So we are impure, and our very presence on the Temple Mount, they are saying, defiles the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This, of course, is a very anti-Semitic statement. We have heard this dozens and dozens of times. We've heard this from the top of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. The reason why this is so evil, not just because of the ethnic slur and the anti-Semitism, but this leads to terror. You have religious Muslims, Palestinians, who are being told that Jews defile the Temple Mount by their presence there, and they feel like they have to run to defend Al-Aqsa for Allah, for God, for Muhammad, for Islam. And then they go out and they kill an Israeli and they write on their Facebook page, I did this for Al-Aqsa. Mm. So when we hear these statements, it's not just hate speech. It's hate speech with a purpose, and it's hate speech that speaks terror. And that's why we publicize it, because this is all coming from official sources in the Palestinian Authority.
And to prove what Itamar just had to say, Winky Medad will be up next here on Prophecy Today. We'll have a conversation with him, with one of his very dear friends the other day, 8 minutes before he was killed by a Palestinian 17-year-old to defend Al-Aqsa. What Itamar is bringing to our attention, this Jewish man was killed there in Israel. So this is a evil, evil thing that's happening. One other thought, they said that they're tearing it down so they can build a temple. Well, as I understand archaeology, and we don't need to have a discussion about it, I believe where that Gold Dome building is the location of the foundation stone, which was in the Holy of Holies of the previous temples. And as I understand it, Jews are not allowed to go onto that sacred piece of real estate. So I would have to say Jews are not digging underneath the Dome of the Rock where the temple's going to go up. That's a false statement as well, is it not?
Absolutely not. We're not digging anywhere near there. That spot is, as you say, the Holy of Holies. Only one person, all the years that the Jewish temple stood, one person, that was the high priest, went up there, and only on one day of the year, only on Yom Kippur, which was, as you know, this past week. So this is a very special time, and for them to be making that accusation, the Holy of Holies is where the holiest of the Jewish people, the high priest, would go on the holiest day, on Yom Kippur. And as you said, that is someplace no Jew is going to go right now, so that all of these are just false accusations by the PA.
And that's why we bring Itamar Marcus to this broadcast table, so he can give us this type of information. Breaking news about the petition from Palestinian Media Watch that the United States government not allow Mahmoud Abbas to enter the states and go to the General Assembly at the United Nations, and then the lie that is coming from the Palestinian people that they're digging underneath the Temple Mount to try to put the temple up. Itamar, we'll stay on top of both of these stories with you. Thank you so much for the information, and We'll look forward to having another conversation real quickly down the road. By the way, Chag Sameach between Feast of Tabernacles and Yom Kippur. Hope you're working on your sukkah today.
Thank you very much. I'll be getting to it shortly.